listening to the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment News Team. I'm Olivia.
I'm Quinn.
My name is Mountain.
And I'm Laura.
My name is Raleigh Burley, and I'm here with our Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program News Team. We are going to proudly speak about some of the stuff we've been working on.
On today's program, we will be discussing the construction and renovation at the middle schools and high schools of the Roaring Fork School District.
KD&K News Director Raleigh interviewed Roaring Fork School Superintendent Rob Stein about the construction in early September, before the beginning of the school year. Here's what he had to say.
Glenwood Springs Elementary is almost a brand new school. We're using the historic old main building. I was just by there yesterday, and it's been completely gutted. You can see right through the windows from the front to the back. The windows themselves are gone. But the school itself, other than keeping that historic shell, is going to be brand new. That one will be ready for occupancy in the start of the school year, but it won't be completed until January of 2018. All of our middle schools are getting major renovations and updates. Basalt High School is getting a major renovation. We're getting playgrounds and other improvements at Soperus Elementary. Bridges High School is getting a complete renovation. And then we've done some other, I guess I'd call it housekeeping, to every school in the district. We've improved our security, so there's now a secure vestibule with a welcome window in every school in the school district.
Next, each of us went to our own schools and activities to ask teachers and students about the impacts of this construction. Here's Mountain's work.
You're listening to the Andy Zanka Youth News.
My name is Amanda Martinez. I am a sixth grade language arts teacher at CMS, and I coach volleyball and basketball. There have been a few little interruptions, but not much at all. Our room looks fantastic. I love the new ceiling and the new lights. I especially love how we can dim the lights so that kids can chill out.
My name is Sarah Porter, and I am a resource teacher at Carbondale Middle School. The school construction has been wonderful. My classroom has lots of new things in it, and our school is looking beautiful.
My name is Kenny Teitler, and I teach fifth grade math here at Carbondale Middle School. And I got nicer windows and better lights, but other than that, my room is much the same as it was last year.
I am Mrs. Lasco, a Spanish and culturally linguistically diverse education teacher at Carbondale Middle School. As far as how the construction has impacted me, it impacted me from the beginning of the school year because we were unable to come in over the summer, and I'm usually a teacher that likes to do a little bit of work over the summer, organizing, setting up, that kind of stuff. So it impacted me in that way as far as not feeling as prepared right when school started, but we did get some time as teachers to unpack, organize, collaborate, and plan, so that was really beneficial. The construction has been wonderful. I've gotten to know some of the workers pretty well because sometimes I'm here kind of late at night doing planning and organizing. They've been very friendly. I like our new open spaces. Ram Central's really cool. And as far as another impact it had, I did scorekeeping for the volleyball game last night. And the way that the construction impacted us there was that there is no power to the scoreboard yet. So I got to put on a microphone and announce the score.
I'm Matthew Phelan. I'm an 8th grade history teacher at CMS. Well, the big thing is during the summer, me and a lot of teachers like to commit and do a lot of our planning and get ready for the year. It was hard this year because the building was closed up until literally the day before school opened. So that made like planning in advance a little more difficult than it usually is. But otherwise, you know, the administration, everyone has done a pretty good job of making sure that we have access to the things that we need.
For Andy Zanka Youth News, I'm Mountain Mays.
And I'm here with Mountain Mays in the studio. How are you doing, Mountain?
I am good. How are you, Raleigh?
I'm doing really well. Those were some wonderful interviews, and actually a little bit of background information. You came with a lot more interviews, and you had to select some of your favorites for this project. How did you choose between all the interviews you got?
Well, I just tried to get a lot of detail, but not like keep for people to like keep going on and on and on about the school construction. I just wanted like a short, like if you know what I mean, just a quick interview.
Yeah, like just kind of some of the more interesting details highlighted. Do you feel like out of those interviews, there were any particular interesting details that came out?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I think the whole thing was full of interesting details. Yeah. So also Laura had a question for you here.
Hi, Laura.
Hi. I was wondering, why did you only choose teachers?
Well, I feel like a lot of the other participants of the Andy Zanka Youth News wanted to do students, so I just decided to stick doing the teachers for my interviews.
Mm. Yeah, maybe in some cases the teachers could explain things a little better than some of the students.
Yeah.
Did you also have interviews with students that you chose not to use?
I think I had a couple, but I didn't. I didn't like the outcome of the questions that were asked.
Okay. And some more fun background detail. Mountain actually edited together all of his interviews and cleaned them up, spliced them better than I could. So yeah. Way to go, Mountain.
Thank you. Well, now Quinn is going to play her interviews.
All right, let's hear Quinn's work.
You're listening to the Andy Zanka Youth News.
Hi, I'm Vanessa. I am in fifth grade and I go to Basa Middle School. The construction has impacted me because I get lost going through the bathroom.
Hi, I am Mrs. Sanzaro and I am the art teacher at Carbondale Middle School. It was a little hard getting off the ground just because things weren't completed in the art room till about 3 days before school started. But now we've got everything in the room, and I would say I feel like it was all so worth it because we have all this amazing natural light. We have a skylight and a new window and a garage door with glass. I am happy as a clam other than just having to start some things a little bit late, but I'll catch up soon. It was worth it.
Hi, I'm Mia, and I go to sixth grade, and I go to Carbondale Middle School.
How has the construction impacted you?
It hasn't really impacted me. It kind of felt weird to be, in the classes without the ceiling last year.
Hi, my name is Jocelyn, and I'm in sixth grade, and I go to Carbondale Middle School. The construction in the middle school didn't affect me at all.
My name is Jacob. I'm in sixth grade, and I go to Carbondale Middle School. The construction has not really impacted me, but it's a little loud, but it's sometimes annoying, but I can pay attention to the teachers talking.
I'm Ingrid, and I'm in ninth grade, and I go to Basalt High School. The first few weeks school started, we had no cafeteria, and we had to eat outside.
My name is Grace De La Sala. I am a 5th and 7th grade ELD teacher at Carbondale Middle School. Well, I had to switch rooms, so I had to pack up at the end of last year and then come into this classroom. And then I wasn't able to get into my classroom this summer like I like to do. And I like my room to be perfect on the first day of school. And I really had to be flexible and patient because that was not the way that it was going to be. I had to come two weekends, Saturday, Sundays. And so it impacted me because I had to be away from my family in order to do this. But I was able to get my room in, looking pretty good for the kids when they walked in on the first day of school.
My name is Ashley, and I'm in sixth grade, and I go to Riverview.
How has the construction impacted you?
The construction has impacted me because I wouldn't have a school.
For Andy Zanka Youth News, I'm Quinn Wells.
Very nicely done, Quinn.
Thank you.
Very good interviews, very insightful, especially that part about no ceiling in the classroom. I was wondering if you felt maybe like you turned off the recorder too soon on some of those stuff, like you could have gone into detail. Oh, why wasn't there a ceiling? What was that like?
Yeah, well, I think I could have. I ran out of time, and I didn't know that they were going on, but yeah.
Well, that's just a very light comment, constructive, because I think you did a really good job.
Thank you.
You had a lot of interesting interviews, and I noticed there were a few different schools, including Riverview. I think that was the very last one. And that's a brand new school here in the Roaring Fork School District. So how do you know people from all these different schools?
Well, all from my dance class.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. And Laura had a comment.
I like how you added like different people from different schools, not just your school.
Thank you.
And also a lot of different ages. You had young people, older people, teachers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you. Do you have any comments you'd like to share about the experience?
Well, I don't really know, but yeah, I guess that it was kind of hard, and it was embarrassing to ask people, and I guess it was embarrassing for them, but it was really fun because that's my first time.
Mm-hmm.
Great. So, yeah, here's Laura's work.
You're listening to the Andy Zanka Youth News.
My name is June. My school is CMS Carbondale Middle School, and my grade is 8th grade. And what do I think about the construction of the school? I think that it's just going fine, and nothing bad has happened, so there's nothing for us to be concerned about.
My name is Leilani. I go to Carbondale Middle School, and I'm in 6th grade. When construction was going on in our school, I couldn't really learn that much because it was loud.
Brooke, 6th grade, CMS. Construction has impacted my learning because, well, most of class gets interrupted.
Hi, Momji, the music teacher at Carbondale Middle School. And I've been asked about the construction at our new school here. I have a beautiful band room that sounds wonderful, but for most of the year, we've been in kind of the middle of construction woes. We had a paint storm where dust came out of the heating units and covered our room in paint dust. We still don't have any heat. We're working on getting electricity, and we're waiting on a little bit of furniture too, and my office isn't done yet, and I don't have a phone, I don't have an overhead, but I have wonderful band, and the room sounds really good. So we're hopeful that by the end of the semester, we're going to have a really nice workable band room.
For Andy Zanka Youth News, I'm Laura Carmona.
Hello, Laura Carmona.
Hi.
That was very, very nicely done. How do you feel about your interviews?
Well, I feel, like, bad because I didn't get to put all of them.
Yeah.
Because some of them got, like, erased, or some, the volume wasn't all up.
Uh-huh. I remember that. There was a technical issue. Let's see. I think we even kept it. This one here. Oh, yeah, that's right. You guys don't have headphones. So anyway, that was what became of some of Laura's interviews. It was just totally eaten alive by the recorder itself. So how does that feel as a journalist, Laura, to lose some of your work?
Well, it feels bad because maybe the people who I got interviews from, they must have like just felt bad not getting to listen theirs.
Right, like if they're tuning in right now, they'd think, oh, what happened to the stuff I told Laura about the construction? So I'm kind of noticing a trend. This is for the whole group. It seems like the teachers were more bothered by the construction efforts than the students.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Like getting into their rooms and
the other stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Especially, and dust.
Right, dust. Trying to come up with planning, get their rooms ready.
Yeah.
I think was a big, big part of it.
And all together, all of it.
Yeah. Well, we are going to take a quick music dance break, and we will return shortly.
You are listening to the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment News Team.
On today's program, we are discussing the construction and renovations at the middle schools and high schools in the Roaring Fork School District. Here are the interviews that Olivia collected.
You're listening to the Andy Zanka Youth News.
Hi, I'm Taylor. I go to Basalt Middle School. I'm in sixth grade.
Tell me how the construction has affected you or what you like about it.
They redid the playground, the auditorium, and the seventh grade pod and eighth grade pod. The playground has a zip line and like a thing that kids sit on and it spins around. The auditorium is a lot bigger and has more comfy seats. The seventh and eighth grade pod actually have one now, and they haven't quite finished it yet, but still, I think it's pretty cool.
My name is Duncan. I go to Basalt Middle School, and I'm in sixth grade. What I like about the construction is the school feels more modern compared to the other one, which was really old, looked really old. It just feels cleaner.
My name is Isabel. I'm in sixth grade, and I go to Basalt Middle School.
How has the construction affected you? Do you like it or do you not like it?
What I do like about it is that it's going to make our school a lot better, but what I don't like is that it kind of gets in our way and we're still waiting for so much to be done.
Hello, my name's Cindy Miller and I'm a sixth grade teacher at Basalt Middle School. And the construction has affected me a little bit in the sense that I wasn't able to come over the summer to be able to help set up my classroom, and having to move and pack everything up and then get it all together in 1 week and plan was really difficult. But the new building looks really nice, and it seems like it's going to be great to have all the teachers in one building and not have to be out in modulars, and it's just looking really nice.
My name's Maverick, and I go to Basalt Middle School, and I'm in sixth grade.
So how has the construction affected you, or what do you like about it?
I like about it that we have now a new school and the library is really nice.
For Andy Zanka Youth News, I'm Olivia Goodman.
Very nice, Olivia.
Thank you.
How do you feel about this collection of interviews that you collected?
Well, sometimes I didn't ask the people who I interviewed to repeat the question, so that was kind of a mess up, but otherwise I thought it was good.
You know, I actually found that in your collection of interviews, you had your voice asking the question more clearly understood, and some of the other ones, it was too quiet. Mm-hmm. I believe Olivia had one where it was really, or Quinn had one where it was really quiet.
Yeah.
And I thought that was kind of helpful, because it's interesting sometimes to hear the reporter's question actually from the reporter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. And Laura had a question for you.
Hi, Olivia.
Hi, Laura.
I was actually wondering, can you explain more about the pods?
So, yeah. So the fifth and sixth graders, they have little pods. They're like circles. And the classrooms are in, like, they're kind of around the circle. And so this year, or this summer, the 7th and 8th grade, they got one, but it's kind of off to the side, kind of hidden, and I never really see it being used, but it's still pretty cool.
So that's a brand new addition to the building.
Yeah.
Wow,
do you
all
like
these
it?
New renovations.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. There's a skylight in it, and yeah, it's awesome.
Nice.
Well, so we're almost out of time. I just have one final question for each of you. What's the big takeaway? What did you learn? This was the first time that you went out with your recorder and you asked people these cold questions about the construction. And now you'll be working on your own story of your choosing, and you'll have to do a lot of interviews and vox pops. So what's some of the takeaway lessons? We'll start with you, Laura.
Well, a mistake I did was like not putting all the volume up in some of them. So I think a lesson for me would be like raising the volume up and checking if it's recording so that next time they could hear other interviews.
Good.
I would answer maybe not just like going up to somebody and like ask them the question like that, kind of like, you're like, oh, could you please do this and this, not just, hey, how has school construction impacted you? And
Prefacing your question by explaining what you're doing.
Kind of like laying it out before I ask them.
Okay.
I am sort of opposite of Mountain because I feel like I did that too much and I need to cut down so they don't get too awkward or like embarrassed. Yeah.
So I think a thing that I could work on, I'm not very serious. Like the first one, I laughed a lot, I think. And I could probably just like work on how I ask people a little bit. So
great. Yeah, I think overall you did such a good job, and we've talked about a few notes, talking in a quiet place where friends won't be distracting. We had one interviewee who was in the process of eating some really crunchy food, so we got some fun sound effects out of it. And that's a keeper from our youth team. Right. Well, thank you guys so much for all of your expertise. You're very professional.
And thank you. Thank you, Raleigh.
Great places. Raleigh.
That's it for today's update from the Andy Zanka Youth News Team.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.